fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 8th of April. The expanded prepper tip of the day begins with, be sure your safe haven is ready for you. Quite frankly, it's time to be getting there and evacuating these densely populated urban and suburban areas. I really do truly believe that we will start seeing food shortages in the not too distant future. You really don't want to be in a densely populated area when that happens. You really don't. Moving on from there, we are taking orders for Berkey water filters. Delivery time, we're looking at 6 weeks plus. If you want to order one, we will accept your order. Just be advised, we won't take delivery for at least 6 weeks, possibly longer. And good news, doTERRA does have OnGuard in stock. OnGuard oil, the most important thing you can do, and one of the more important things you can do for immediate delivery. Limit one bottle per customer. All right, we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who knows the details behind what's going on when it comes to the involvement of the International Commerce Conspiracy and what we're dealing with right now. And his website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Jeff, I just keep having to repeat myself. I feel like I'm living in a cheap science fiction movie. How about you, sir?
Oh, I don't know. I've heard people say that, and yeah, it kind of resembles that. But this is reality.
It is.
And, you know, people like you or me, we've known this kind of thing was coming. You know, when you go through the transcript of what Xi Jinping said at the G20 meeting last week, it's really amazing. I mean, the guy he told them all, we produce 97% of the antibiotics and 80% of the chemicals for your pharmaceuticals, and you're going to keep us giving the world those things. You're going to make sure that all the supply chains keep going, and you're not going to break those supply chains. And, you know, it's sort of like the only thing that was missing was the or else, you know. So
that's right. That's right.
Yeah, now,
I agree with you absolutely, Jeff. Your most recent article that you published 4 days ago, dated April April 3rd. Your opening paragraph says, opening sentence, I should say, the following. Here's your opening sentence. The President of the United States mobilized 1 million servicemen on 27 March. The essential staff of the Pentagon was placed 2,000 feet underground in a Colorado bunker. Of course, that would be Cheyenne Mountain. Our two aircraft carriers in Western Pacific, the USS Roosevelt and the USS Ronald Reagan, are stuck in port because of COVID-19. There are U.S. military moves in the Caribbean, which could be masking preparation against Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. Very powerful opening paragraph there, Jeff, based on provable, demonstrable evidence, correct?
Well, it's all been in the news.
Exactly.
You know, these are just taking headlines from things. So you can imagine what, you know, we've got. I mean, the President's Attorney General, I believe, was the guy who put a Latin American dictator in jail here when we moved against Panama when George H.W. Bush was president. And, the indictment on Maduro, I mean, are we going to put Maduro in prison the same way Noriega went to prison? But, of course, that is a much bigger proposition because there are Russian and Chinese troops and Cuban troops hidden, of course, in Venezuela. So we're talking about a much larger military operation, a much wider kind of conflict beginning if those moves are made. It's for the U.S. to be mobilizing troops and concentrating forces in this way. You have to wonder what's going on behind the scenes.
Well, you have to wonder. You have to wonder. And, of course, the invasion of Panama, that took place. Noriega was not a communist, to my knowledge. What he was in charge of a country that had a lot of drugs transit his country, and I'm pretty sure what happened was he wanted a bigger cut of the drug money, and the U.S. said no, we're going to keep that, and that's what caused that invasion. as third world dictators went, he was pretty middle of the road, not really all that bad of a guy. He just wanted too much of the drug profits, and the CIA was not going to tolerate that.
He was an agent of Cuba.
He was an agent of Cuba? He was playing both sides of the fence then.
Well, yeah, that's what double agents do. He was, if you read Shirley Christian's book, he was a guy who got recruited, of course, when he was a cadet, I think, in a Peruvian military academy, got recruited by the Defense Intelligence Agency, ended up working for the CIA, I believe. But the problem was is that along the way, the KGB and the DGI picked him up, and he was working for them. So he basically went against us, and that's the real reason. He was playing a double game. He was working with the Cubans. That was Shirley Christian's book on the war in the Central America. She points this out, what he was really doing, what he was really up to. And, of course, she wrote her book before he was overthrown. She'd figured it out. She was a person who was extremely well-connected in Central America and knew who was who and what was really going on, and she had it figured out. So a lot of people never noticed, but the U.S. government eventually caught up with him. But he had joined the communist side. And,
Well, I'm getting an education here myself. My knowledge was limited. What's the title of that book again so I can catch up with it?
Oh, I can't. It's been years since I've read her book, but it was extremely...
The author?
Really covered it. Shirley Christian.
Shirley Christian, okay.
Yeah, it should be probably available on Amazon. It's a real classic. She was perhaps one of the most knowledgeable people about Central American politics. And what had happened is that, you know, he basically assassinated his predecessor as president of Panama. And he had, what he really exposed himself was when he kidnapped Comandante Zero, one of the Contra commanders, and sent him packing to Cuba to be sort of brainwashed and re-indoctrinated. And so it was, they were playing a double game. And of course, then if you go to Terry Reed's book, it also exposes what had happened with the drugs down there. Is of course Claire George, who was head of CIA operations, hired Felix Rodriguez to run the Contra supply operation, and Rodriguez had been captured in the Bay of Pigs and turned by the Cubans into one of their agents. So he was a double agent, and he was the one that got the drug running going. But it was not the CIA that was doing it. It was this KGB double agent that was doing it. And he was trying to dirty everybody up and down the chain. And he was murdering CIA people who wouldn't go along with it. And among the people murdered were, you remember when Hassenfuss was shot down over Nicaragua.
Right, I remember that.
He wasn't really shot down. We know this because Amram Nir of the Mossad, he had agents who were among the doctors that did the autopsies on the CIA crew. And he said that crew was murdered before they were put on the plane. In other words, Rodriguez and Hassenfuss had murdered them, put them on the plane. Hassenfuss flew the plane to Nicaragua and crashed the plane and parachuted out. The Nicaraguans never shot it down, the Nicaraguan communists. So it was, and of course, Hassenfuss was released. So all of these details and basically Amram Nir told this to Terry Reed, and said, Terry, they've got cocaine in your warehouse. Terry Reed said, that's impossible. You know, we're moving arms to the Contras. And he said, no, you guys have drugs in your warehouses. So he said, well, let's go. Let's go to the warehouse. And they went there, and he found it was full of cocaine. And Felix Rodriguez had done it. And Felix Rodriguez had gotten close to the vice president, who was, of course,
That reminds me. I gotta tell this story. 1978, I believe, I was riding with a deputy sheriff in a remote area of Missouri, and we stopped for a break next to a barn. The barn was open on both ends. No doors weren't shut, and we just walked into the barn. And I thought the smell was somewhat familiar, but I just kind of blew it off. And the barn was full of what looked like several hundred bales of hay. I found out a few months later that the hundreds of bales of hay were actually hundreds of bales of marijuana. And there was an outfit called The Company, which was notorious local in the Midwest because they were literally moving hundreds of millions of dollars worth of marijuana through the central part of the United States. And this barn was just a barn that they had rented from a local person, and it was filled with literally hundreds of bales of marijuana. And I was standing in the middle of it and didn't even know it with this deputy sheriff. And months later, we were both shocked that we were in the middle of this and did not even know it. So I'm getting an education here myself about Noriega. What a dangerous game that man was playing, attempting to play both sides of the KGB and the CIA. He pulled that off for a period of time.
Yeah, he did. He was trying. The whole idea was, of course, to compromise the vice president and to cause President Reagan to be forced to resign through the scandal of everything that was happening. And, of course, the reason for communist drug running is to spread corruption and to gain blackmail on people who become involved with the money, right, whether laundering the money or taking the money and being involved in moving the drugs. So it was a perfect operation for trying to penetrate the CIA, penetrate, of course, the state of Arkansas, whose governor was then Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton got into this game through this whole process because the drugs were being taken to Arkansas.
Right, right.
And of course,
the former U.S. Air Force, former U.S. Air Force base in Mena, Arkansas, I believe it was. Mena, was that mm-hmm. the name of the town? We got a regular report coming in here from Alex in New Zealand, where it's tomorrow. It is Thursday in New Zealand. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Jeff and John. I've got one thing for Jeff. I think he might know in regard to the document I'm talking about, which analyzes the Hong Kong protest. I think there is a strong lesson to be learned that relying on the internet to coordinate a protest is a very big mistake. For example, what we saw in the protest was that internet forums and instant messenger services were eventually hacked by the Ministry of State Security. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on that.
Yeah, I saw a U.S. congressperson, I forget if it was a senator or a congressman, talking about this phone app called TikTok and how TikTok is made by the Chinese intelligence services, and it's this popular app that American kids and people all over the world put on their phone that allows the People's Republic of China, their intelligence services, to track you and to know all about you. It even logs all the other apps that you have on your phone and, tells them what your location is, communicates your chats to other people. People can read things that are on your phone. So imagine how easy it is to spy on, especially kids who like to download willy-nilly all these apps, and how many of these apps were created by the Chinese intelligence services so they can monitor young people. And if young people are using phones to coordinate a protest, then the intelligence services know everything about this protest. They're able to know when and where and who, and they're able to actually go and intercept them because they know where. Because your phone can give a person your location. It's got GPS. So it's the cell phones can be a very double-edged sword, and anybody wanting to use phones to organize a protest against the communist government had better be aware of the danger they're courting by doing so.
And
Alex, go ahead.
That's all I've got, Jeff and John.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the update, Alex. We look forward to hearing from you again soon, sir.
Thank you, Jeff and John. Have a nice day.
Yeah, you too, Alex.
Jeff, you and I have known each other and worked with each other, 15, 16 years, something like that. We've been talking about these matters 15, 16 years publicly. I first ran across you. You were running a weekly column, I believe, on WorldNet Daily is where I first ran across your material. And I instantly recognized the value of what you bring to the table. And I've said this, and I've said it before, I believe, sir, and I really do believe this, you should have a workspace in the West Wing of the White House advising the President of the United States on these matters. That's how much I value your information. And I do truly, sincerely mean that. We are in uncharted territory, and I've been recommending, and you've been recommending also, Jeff, that people engage in personal preparedness. There's things coming at us that are very powerful. We warn the people we can warn. We do what we can. But ultimately, it's going to come down to individual families taking care of themselves, won't it, sir?
Yes, of course. Primary responsibility for you is you. And
that's right.
The government is really quite helpless in many circumstances. I mean, look at this crisis.
We have a break.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. We have a break.
Sure.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 8th day of April. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. He's writing one or more articles a week. He has books that he's published that are available at Amazon.com. If you really want to know what's going on behind the scenes, motivating these matters that we're dealing with, you really need to be reading Jeff's material. Let's continue, Jeff.
Yeah, I was just going to say that we have an enemy that that we haven't, as a country, we haven't really oriented towards it yet. And I think that people are getting an education. I think the whole world is starting to realize what a problem communist China is. It's sort of a giant wake-up. And, you know, you got the British Prime Minister in the hospital with this thing that's basically a weapon. And I think, you know, you probably saw Breitbart had a piece yesterday about Chinese elderly being cremated alive, and that the screams from the crematorium were heard around the crematorium of people being burned alive, being put in boxes, being put in body bags, being put in the furnaces.
I'm familiar that story is circulating, and I have not read it yet, so I can't really comment on it other than the absolute horror, if that's true. With the mindset of the communist Chinese, nothing would surprise me, sir.
Yeah, I mean, you have the one-child policy for a half a century. You have China overloaded with elderly people now because of that policy. What are they doing? Is it just a coincidence that a virus of this kind comes up at this time? A virus that basically kills the elderly and the infirm. So what is going on? Is there a connection here? And of course, the Chinese government's lying. I mean, for them to claim that they have fewer dead than New York City when they got the virus first, that's ridiculous. Impossible.
Right, right. Well, the reality of this virus is far different than what is coming out of official channels. I don't want to dwell on it a whole lot here, Jeff, except to say that a couple of things. First of all, last 2 days, I found out that I thought there were maybe 24 different coronaviruses. Turns out there's more than a million different coronaviruses. And the tests that are being given are not the sophisticated, expensive tests, which cost more than $1,000 and takes many days. Can't tell the difference between COVID-19 and more than a million other coronaviruses, Jeff. And that's the test giving both to living patients and to deceased individuals. They're making this thing out to be something that it's not. Yes, there are viruses, and these viruses can kill you, but they're manipulating and massaging the numbers to create fear. That's what's happening. That is exactly what's happening. And we have to live with the consequences. We can't change it. We have to roll with the punches, so to speak, and try to survive this. That's where we are. And I refer people to you the first paragraph of your article that you published 5 days ago. People need to read this article. They really do. And the title of it is China and Russia versus America, published 5 days ago at your website, jrnyquist.blog. The president obviously knows this. He would not activate a million men and women, put them on active duty, because of a make-believe issue, which is what this virus is. It's not nearly as dangerous as what's being put out publicly. It's not killing as nearly as many people as what's being said publicly. But the president knows this, and he's getting ready for World War III, isn't he?
It appears to be. The Chinese, by the way, the Chinese issued this statement a couple days ago, which was interesting. They said, the Chinese said that an infection by the virus by military personnel and others is no excuse for slacking on their war preparation. So that is a very strange statement coming out of the Chinese government. Their war preparations, they're preparing for war in the middle of the pandemic. What in the heck does that mean?
And that's from an official source. That's not an op-ed in a Chinese newspaper. That's from an official Chinese source.
That's right. They're instructing their people. They're telling their people they're not going to accept, that you don't want to get the infection, so you're not showing up to work, that you're not coming into your unit. And basically, they're not going to put their two aircraft carriers offline in the Pacific like we did because you've got people on the crew infected. That's not going to be an acceptable excuse.
Hold that thought, Jeff. We got a break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 8th day of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You'll find a lot there. You may find things you don't know even exist. I do offer quite a few products that are on Amazon and preparedness-related things. And you may very well find things you don't know even exist. Articles at my website, very important articles that will help educate you about the world we live in, such as Dr. Hardy Limebeck, who was previously the president of the Canadian Dental Association, apologizing to his entire country about how he used to advocate that human beings consume sodium fluoride to help their teeth, which doesn't help your teeth. And in fact, it harms your teeth and harms every internal organ of your body. That's what sodium fluoride does. And it's a well-documented article with many footnotes. Also, my website, something that will help you if you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain. Do what I do. Use your energy cleaner to go to sleep and wake up pain-free in the morning with lots of energy. It's a pretty good deal, isn't it? And in these times ahead of us, you're going to need a great night's sleep. You're going to need to wake up with more energy. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it, they do vary in price. depending on what you need. We have the twin size, full, queen, king, California king. Everything's in stock for ready immediate shipment. And a key size, of course, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do for me to you personally. You can place your order at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Orders only, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.blog. There's a link on my links page, jrnyquist.blog. If you got a question or comment concerning the international commerce conspiracy, we'd be glad to take it here at 800-313-9443. Jeff, I have to admit that I don't know how much longer normal communications will take place. I hope there's no disruption, but with these powerful forces making their chess moves on the chessboard, according to the president of El Salvador, World War III has already begun. He's already stated so publicly, hasn't he, sir?
Yeah, there's a lot of people seem to know what's going on, and the Western media and the liberals here are clueless, it seems. They don't realize, and they better realize what side they should be on. Russia and China have been building up. And, you know, what my real concern is right now is those Club K things the Russians have devised. The Russians have devised containers that can be, you know, like a container on a 18-wheeler or in a merchant ship. And these things can hold cruise missiles that are designed for being launched from them. And they can, this merchant ship could be passing by San Diego, or it could be going by any other military installation, and they could launch these cruise missiles, and they could take out warships, they could take out airfields, they could take out military installations of all kinds. So we could suffer a Pearl Harbor type of attack from cruise missiles. You know, the idea that the war has to be nuclear, obviously China and Russia could terrify us by the threat of a nuclear attack, but they could try to strip us of our Navy in a surprise attack. That's one of my concerns.
Well, first of all, I behind the scenes at the highest levels, I think both sides will agree not to have full-out nuclear war. That's my belief. Second of all, we look at the goals of China. China will get the lower 48, Russia will get Alaska and Canada, and our South American allies of China will get whatever they're going to get here at the lower 48. But what China wants is our agricultural real estate. They want an America that is mostly functional, not a nuclear wasteland, oil refineries at work, airports that are functional, locks and dams at work, all the major infrastructure functional, but they will take out American military command and control, and use possibly small tactical nukes, use what's called asymmetric warfare, attacking probably 20 or 25 different ways at the same time, won't they, Jeff?
Yeah, the Russians and Chinese have gone into joint production of what they call a vacuum bombs or fuel air bombs, I think we call them. And these are conventional bombs that can have the power of a tactical nuclear weapon.
Right.
And this is going to be one of the weapons of this next war. And it can be calibrated for powerful anti-personnel capabilities. They even were jointly involved in setting up factories 20 years ago of a rifle-fired grenade version, where an infantryman could have the firepower of a howitzer and take down a three-story building.
Scary stuff. Well,
yeah.
U.S. military bases, the big military bases, with consolidation that began with the first George Bush. We now have, instead of hundreds and hundreds of military bases scattered all over the country, we now have dozens and dozens scattered around the country, which makes targeting them a lot easier and quicker, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's a relief that we've managed to mobilize a million soldiers. That I think is an important thing. While we still have, the country together, and it's very important now. These people second guessing the president, criticizing the president. You know, we may be already in a war situation without everybody fully realizing it. And the only thing you have in a war is you have the centralization of command and the commander-in-chief. And if you don't have that, it doesn't matter what else you have. You've lost. So you better rally to your leader or you're not going to be able to survive at all.
Well, if I was in the Oval Office, I would not want the American people to know that World War III was coming because of the chaos that it would create. I would want them not to know that. At the same time, I would be working to get my military prepared for World War III, and I'd be pretty much doing what President Trump is doing. I'd be activating a million men and women. The individual ready reserve has never been activated to our knowledge. I don't believe it existed in World War II. I'm not sure about Korea, but I'm not aware of the individual ready reserve ever having been activated. Are you, sir?
You come to think of it, not in the circumstance like this. No, I can't think of any.
No. If they had existed in World War II, they would have been activated, but I don't believe the individual ready reserve existed in December 1941. So people need to be aware of this. They need to incorporate it in their brain and be ready, because when this thing goes hot, everything changes in minutes, doesn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, it does. And psychological preparedness is important. You know, people need to be prepared for thinking things, the problems through that they're going to have to navigate. The government's been telling us to make sure you put extra food away. And I think this is an important measure to take.
It is.
Because one of the things that can happen, like you pointed out, in the cities, there could be an interruption of food supplies in the cities.
Well, that seems to be inevitable at this point. We had a caller on hold. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. Gentlemen, I'm gonna try to maintain composure and be kind. Oh man, I'm listening, Jeff, and you're blowing me away. Okay. First of all, we are in a country that even John will admit. $6 trillion, $2 trillion immediate, up to $10 trillion available in debt up to our eyeballs that our grandchildren's grandchildren's grandchildren will never be able to pay back. $1,200 going to homes that have never paid taxes in. We're witnessing redistribution of wealth from the haves to the have-nots. Exactly what the Communist Manifesto talked about, from each according to their ability, to each according to their need. The PwC with ID 2020 wanting to give, Jeff, did you know there's over 1.5 billion people without a legal identity? And that's a terrible thing, because without a legal identity, you're going to be socially excluded and unable to participate in the economy. And here we are every week listening to beware of the Chinese, beware of the Russians. They want our land. They want our infrastructure. They want this. They want that. And we're letting the criminality go on in this nation. I just don't get it. I don't get it at all. And I'm doing my best to remain kind towards both of you. But it's really trying my patience, because our enemy may be, China may want, but we're in the middle of this contrived, make-believe COVID-19 crisis while people are denying the effects of 5G 60 gigahertz on the blood up, the oxygen uptake in your blood. And I'm listening to a guy that ought to have his own place in the White House, in the West Wing, tell me, a former weapons mechanic from the Air Force, that we have a vacuum bomb with the ability of a tactical nuke. Jeff, can I ask you a question? Where did you get your information?
I didn't say that we have it. I said that the Russians and Chinese have been developing it.
Well, what I heard is that we have it. So
no, that's not what he said. That is not what he said. He said the Chinese and Russians are developing it.
Okay, so if we're in the middle of a COVID-19 crisis with, you know, four weeks ago, I was saying the effects of 5G, and literally James McCanney turns into a mute, will not answer the question. Then the doctor that you have on Friday is in agreement. Then another one that you have on last week is in agreement. And we're still worried about catching a cold, the coronavirus. And we're overlooking the radiation effects that our own government is putting on us by demanding that 5G be on every lamp corner. We heard the head of the FCC say it. We're not waiting for tests. There's a lot of GD money involved in this. That's what makes the world go round. Our enemy is not Russia, Jeff. It's not China, Jeff. Yes, they may want to sometime in the future when we self-destruct, they may want to come in. But our government is doing a pretty good job at self-destructing and taking away liberty. And at this point, Jeff, I'm more concerned with Washington than I am with Peking or, you know, Russia.
Okay. Well, John, we'll take that comment and we will expand on it. Thank you for your call.
I would like.
I'm aware of the controversy with 5G. I'm sure you are, Jeff. And as real as that may or may not be, that does not override our concern, our shared concern you and I have, about what's going on with World War III being about to begin. And that's real. That's in our face. There's disagreement among credentialed authorities, scientific authorities, about what 5G may or may not do. Jim McCanney mentioned, I think this morning, that 5G is being installed in these schools while they're shut down. That may very well be the case. However, mm-hmm. with World War III, the evidence is public record, and it's verifiable public record that the pieces on the chessboard for World War III are being moved about right now as we speak, not at some future date, but right now, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, he was very angry, and it isn't a question of, you know, we have only enemies within and no enemies without. We have both enemies within and enemies without. The enemies without have disguised themselves as our partners in international trade and whatnot. And the enemies within pretend to be, you know, social reformers and do-gooders, but the reality is that that we have to see through the disguise. Yeah, there's United Nations organizations that want to dictate policy to American communities. There are socialists within the federal government and in the state governments that want to, regulate business and destroy our economy domestically and take away our liberty. That's all true. Everything he's saying is true. Now, sorting it out, I think, you know, people have their different conspiracy theories about who the bad guys are. And we can agree or disagree about that. But saying that China and Russia have been preparing for war and want to destroy the country is not, it's not either or. It's not that we're saying there aren't problems here inside the government, inside our country. But one of the things I hope for is the fact that the country being under a threat from outside will cause the country to pull together and will recognize who the enemies within are. I mean, that's the only thing we can hope for because, you know, he says, what are you and I doing about the bad guys in Washington? Well, the same thing he is. We talk about subversion within the government. I've talked plenty on this radio station about communist subversion in Washington.
Right.
So
right,
I don't know right. what he's talking about, that we're somehow ignoring a threat from within.
Well,
not true.
John is a longtime listener, and I helped wake him up to the reality of the world we live in a number of years ago. And he has very thoughtful comments, and I appreciate his comments. He has, obviously, an emotional attachment to what's going on with 5G, and that's understandable. It's a serious matter. It's a serious matter. We got our next caller here. We got and a break coming up. Ted in Hawaii. Good morning, Ted.
Hey, good morning, John and Jeff. Yeah, I was listening to your comments about China, and I'm out here in Hawaii, of course, in the Pacific. And I just want to say everything is like eerie over here. There's no one on the beaches, no one here, no tourists. And I'd like to comment in a minute.
Oh, hold on after the break. We'll get your comment on that, Ted. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Get his books and read his books. Ted, you got a quick comment on the lack of people, tourists in Hawaii, sir?
Yes. Yesterday morning, I got up early. I'm 15-minute walk from Waikiki, and I grabbed my camera, and I said, you know, this is historic. I need to take pictures. I walked up and down Waikiki Beach. Nobody spare, maybe one homeless or one swimmer, but nobody on Waikiki. Waikiki Beach, and this is just unprecedented. And I ended up speaking with the manager of the Moana Hotel, the oldest and finest on the beach, over 100 years old. It's closed. Nobody there. And this has never happened. And
well, I think Monday morning, December 8th, 1941, those beaches would have been empty, don't you think?
Well, I think to this point, they weren't even that empty then, and they never closed the hotels. They were full of servicemen and women. But
well, the hotels would have been, but we do appreciate the update, Ted. Yeah, this is really crazy stuff. Yeah, amazing. Anything
else? Quick comment for Jeff. Yes, until 8 years ago, I was an airline pilot flying to Australia every week. I was very, very much in tune with what was happening there. I just want to say there's a strategic resource nobody seems to talk about that China wants in Australia, and that's women. There were, at that time, there were 5 women for every man in Sydney, and half the men are homosexual, so that means 10 women will not have a man. China has millions of unwed men with no women. I think this is a serious thing to consider, and they're expanding in Australia. They're buying everything, and, of course, they bought everything in Hawaii, too, so... it's just, it's coming. It's coming. I agree with you. It's something serious that we have to look at.
Absolutely. Ted, thank you for your call, sir. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
Well, Jeff, we're down to the last 2 minutes here. We're basically issuing warnings here, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, well, people should be getting ready. We don't know what's going to happen in the coming days and weeks, but, obviously the Chinese are getting ready for something. And we know, if you look back at the statements of Chinese and Russian leaders over the last year and a half, there have been a number of statements about war coming with the United States. Putin has talked about the inevitability of war with the U.S. The Chinese leaders have talked about it. And of course, those things, they got reported, but everybody
Jeff,
out here...
There's your next article for your blog, a compilation of those statements, who made them, and when and where.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, I know you could. You're a very smart guy, and you have all this stuff. Yeah, that would be helpful. Well, thank you, sir. We will be doing this show every Wednesday as long as the internet works and we have electricity, won't we, sir?
Yeah, that will be
absolutely
a deal. Sure.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff. We'll look forward to seeing you next Wednesday.
Thank you.
That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms and ammunition never, ever done. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.